Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we are talking about a presentation in our TOEIC article today. And the person giving this presentation was a person named Kenneth Green. He was the manager of a new AMC Go smart store. And this store isn't a normal store. It's a smart store, which means it's using a lot of new technology to operate.
Wow, it's super cool. Mm-hmm. So basically, instead of having cashiers at the counter, they have an account and mm-hmm. you need to enter the store with your smartphone so it scans something mm-hmm. and then some camera tracks you. All you need to do is take the item from the shelf mm-hmm. and walk out.
Oh, so the store has so many cameras that it's going to record everything you buy. And, you know, it's just going to put that money or that cost into your account and you pay it with your credit card later. It sounds super easy.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So today we're going over a smart store review that was written by a reporter. So let's find out what that person has to say.
Reading. New smart store has no checkout. As you enter the AMC Go Smart store, you notice right away that there are no cashiers anywhere. The few workers there are stocking shelves and that's it. To get through the guard gates, you need to hold up your smartphone and scan in, similar to how you would enter a train or MRT station. When you want to buy an item, you just take it and head for the door. Cameras on the ceiling track customers and the items on the shelves. The advanced cameras can tell which items you've chosen so that you are charged for them once you leave. With this system, stealing an item from this store is difficult. I tried to hide one under my arm to see if I could fool the cameras. However, I was still charged in the end. Currently, there's only one AMC Go Smart store, a prototype in New York City. The company could sell the business model to other businesses, however. What's not clear, though, is how this could affect jobs as more businesses become automated.
So the first part of the article says, as you enter the AMC Go Smart store, you notice right away that there are no cashiers anywhere.
Mm.
So we talked about the word cashier last time, mm-hmm. and this time we have the phrase right away. So when you do something right away, it means immediately with no gaps in time. So if you notice something or someone right away, it means you walk into your space and your eye immediately goes to that or you immediately pick up on it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's an example sentence. You're Jessica's mom, right? I recognized you right away.
Ah, so she didn't have to think about it at all.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we did talk about this a little bit in day one, how there were not going to be any cashiers. So this part of the review we're kind of expecting. And it says here, it continues to talk about the workers. It says, the few workers there are stocking shelves and that's it. So, of course, in a store, you need to stock the shelves. Now, this verb, stock, is what you're doing when you are sort of filling up a shelf or a cupboard with something. So, we often talk about stock when we are talking about store shelves. You stock shelves with the items you want to sell, for example. But you can also do this at home. You can stock your kitchen cupboards with food that you are going to eat over the next couple of weeks. Here's an example. Every night, Joseph goes to the grocery store to stock the shelves for the next day. The shelves always need to be full. Let's continue on in the article.
So here it says, to get through the guard gates, you need to hold up your smartphone and scan it, similar to how you would enter a train or MRT station.
Mm.
So last time we talked about the word scanner, which is the machine. Now this time we have the verb or the action, which is to scan something. So basically what we do is you can hold up your phone, such as a QR code or some kind of digital code that's mm-hmm. on the app, and then you can just beep it. So when we take the MRT, we use our easy cards、mm-hmm. and we beep it. That's also called scanning、mm-hmm. and the gates will open.
Okay, sounds easy enough. All right, so the reporter is obviously, he's going in, he's seeing only a few employees, they're putting stuff on the shelves. He's kind of explained how to get in now. Now here it says, when you want to buy an item, you just take it and head for the door. Now this is similar to what we learned in day one, but this time we're using the phrase head for. Now the verb head can be paired with the preposition for to say that you are traveling toward a certain direction or location. So in this case, the place you are traveling toward is the shop's door. Here's an example. I'm headed for my next class. Do you want to walk there with me?
Yes. All right, so the next part of the article says, cameras on the ceiling track customers and the items on the shelves. So here we have a kind of person called the customers, and you are the customer、mm-hmm. if you're shopping there. So this is a person,、we can also call this person a consumer, and this person purchases goods and services. So、a supermarket consumer or customer will buy groceries or other household items,、mm-hmm. but we can also be customers of different services. For example, Taiwan has many amazing foot spa places.、Mm-hmm. So if you walk in, you would be paying for a massage, not a physical item, but you're still a customer.
So basically, anytime you buy something, you're a customer, right?
Yeah, exactly.、Mm-hmm. But I would say maybe、if I'm buying something online, since I'm not dealing with anybody,、mm-hmm. I would just be considered a consumer.
Okay.
Okay, so the example sentence here is,As a customer, I try to buy inexpensive but effective products.、Mm. So if I go to the supermarket, maybe I won't buy the most expensive one.、Mm-hmm. So as a customer, maybe I'll compare and I'll usually choose a really good one with good reviews, but it might be like okay or even cheap.、
Mm. Now, we see this a lot in grocery stores. You might see like a famous brand name of a food.That you say, oh, I know they make this in the US. And then you see it costs 400 NT.
Yeah.
And then you see another one right next to it that looks exactly the same.
Taiwanese version.、Mm,
but maybe the box isn't as nice or like there's less design on the packaging, but it costs 200 NT. And you say, I think I'm going to be smart this time. I'm going to buy the cheaper one. And、
yeah.
then you get home and it's exactly the same.
Don't、
right?
fall for the packaging.
Exactly. Now, I'm not a big customer. I don't shop a lot. And so I always fall for the I always fall for the packaging, guys.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. It makes me happy. I'm just paying $200 more for it. It's a bad system. All right. Well, now that we know what kind of customers Rainbow and I are, we can move on in the article. It says, the advanced cameras can tell which items you've chosen so that you are charged for them once you leave. So once again, this reporter is just reviewing information we learned in yesterday's presentation. Let's take a quick look at the word advanced before we move on. That just means that these cameras, they're not just like the cameras that you have when you're kind of just walking around to take pictures of your family. These ones have special technology. They're the most recent cameras. So they can kind of move to different angles. They can sort of zoom in really close to see how many things you have. You're not going to buy these at your local camera shop. They're going to get them specially made from the company.
Super high tech.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So then the end of this part says, with this system, stealing an item from this store is difficult.
Yes.
Which is a good thing, right? They don't、mm-hmm. have to waste money on security and you don't get to steal. So we have、mm-hmm. the word system here, which is a noun. And this is、a set of pieces of an equipment or computer programs, or it could be a process that works really well and it runs well.、Mm-hmm. So basically, it's how something's organized. We call it a system. So in this store, our special system comprises of,、which means it has many different cameras, it has scanners, and this whole process helps to prevent people from from stealing.
That's right. Okay, no stealing.
Okay, we have an example sentence for the word system here, mm-hmm. which says the city's road system is carefully built so there are few traffic jams.
Mm.
So what this means is that because of the way the road is set up, the cars go different places and it avoids everybody sort of squishing into one area and makes it smoother.
This sounds like something that's not in Taiwan.
Oh my goodness. Mm. Maybe in like places where there are no people in Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we should think about Taipei's road system. All right, I see traffic jams every time I go outside. All right, so the reporter, he is kind of testing the system at the store here. He says stealing an item is difficult. Now, here's how we know that he's kind of doing this test. He says, I tried to hide one under my arm to see if I could fool the cameras. So what he's doing, he's picking up an item on a shelf, he's putting it under his arm, he's trying to fool the camera. When you fool somebody or something, you trick them into believing something that's not true. Now here, the reporter tried to hide an item to see if the cameras would catch him and make him pay for it. Now here's another example of fool. Last April 1st, I told my family I was moving to Australia to fool them. It worked.
So the machines are smarter than people, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They are. They did catch the product under his arm.
And so it says, however, I was still charged in the end. So this means that he still paid for it, even though he tried to hide it.
Right.
There was probably a really cool GPS system that tracked it.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have the phrase, in the end. So in the end is a three-word phrase. We can use this to describe when something happens eventually, finally, at last, or the final result was that he was still charged at last, or in the end.
Mm-hmm.
So here we have our example sentence, which says, we were going to the amusement park, but we ended up staying home in the end due to the humid weather, which is what happens in Taiwan, isn't it? All the time in the summer.
Nobody wants to go to the amusement park when it just feels like there's rain on your skin.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, it's terrible. Just makes me smell. It makes me sweaty. I hate it. All right, let's go on in the reporter's review here. It says, currently, there's only one AMC Go Smart store, a prototype in New York City. So, for one, we know this reporter is in the U.S. They're in the New York store, so that's where they're trying this store. And we know that they're doing it right now because we use the adverb currently. Now, this adverb is used to describe actions that are happening at the present time or right now. And it kind of, we know that it is this adverb because we add the letters L-Y to the adjective current. Now, current describes something that's sort of happening at this moment. We know that it's not in the past, it's not in the future, it's right now. And we describe other adjectives or actions by adding the L-Y to that word and making it the adverb. So, for example, we could say, today is August 31st and the weather is currently hot. Yeah, you guessed it. Hot, probably rainy, probably humid, just like every day in the summer. All right, let's find out what this prototype is.
So in this sentence in the article before, it says that there's only one store, which is called a prototype. So a prototype is a first or a basic version of a product. Usually we call this 1.0, or in this case, it's a store, not a product. But this means that there are other forms of this store that might be developed in other places. But right now, they're trying it out to see if there's any mistakes, things we need to fix before they make it something available everywhere. So the prototype is usually the first version or experimental. So then the developers or the people behind the store or product or service, they will change it based on maybe customer feedback or the feedback of the store managers, see if they need to make something better.
Right. So if I'm making a pair of scissors $5 and my prototype doesn't cut paper, then I'm going to have to go back and do another version of my scissors. Okay, I get it. So the first version is always the prototype. So we know a little bit more about this store now. Currently, there's only one of them, but here's what the store might do. The company could sell the business model to other businesses, however. So here's what we're saying. A model, this noun, is something or somebody that other people want to copy because it has been successful or has very good qualities. Now, what this sentence is saying is that if the AMC Go Smart Store is successful, lots of people like it, they sell lots of things, all of the technology works, it's going to sell not the store, but the ideas of how to make the store or the business work. So it's going to take all these ideas, it's going to go to other stores and say, hey, do you want to buy our ideas? And you can use the ideas too, and, you know, have more and more and more smart stores that way. So it's a very interesting way to make money. You're kind of making all the ideas, and then you're saying, hey, you guys can do this too. Just pay us $700 million. And, you know, you can have your own smart store too. Now, here's another example of model. It says, scientists all over the world use the same model for conducting experiments. They all follow the same instructions, the same model.
All right. So the next part says, what's not clear, though, is how this could affect jobs as more businesses become automated. So they're a bit worried because there are very few people. Basically, no one is required to run the store. It's all run by machines. And this is where we come to this term automated. So something is automated, like we see the word automobile, okay, or automatic. This means automated means it runs by itself in a process like a machine without anybody operating it. So when this business model is automated, this means that it can run itself without anybody doing anything.
Right.
So something that we may have heard about is China and Germany are developing cars that are for automated driving, which is another term for driverless car. So would you dare to sit in a car with no driver?
Absolutely. I've been waiting for people to drive me around my whole life.
But machine in this case.
Absolutely. I trust computers more than I trust people sometimes.
Oh, that's true.
All right. But everybody has different opinions on that, so we won't stick on that topic too long. Let's get to our For You chat next, because we're actually finished the review. It seems like the reporter liked the smart store, but he's worried about people's jobs, which is something we should think about. But anyways, we're finished with the article and the review. Let's go to today's For You chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, do you prefer to speak to store staff or be left alone while shopping? Explain.
Usually, I really don't like being talked to when I'm shopping, and I don't like shopping with other people. So I'll be wearing my earphones or zoning out. And if they are talking to me, I kind of feel like they're trying to convince me to buy something, so I run away. Mm-hmm. But if I really need something that's small and I can't find it, like a cooking item or kind of spice or something, then I'll ask. But I usually avoid talking to them. What about you?
I am the exact same. One of the reasons I don't go shopping is because I don't want to talk to anybody. And so usually I might go in the morning when there are going to be fewer people there. I don't go with my friends unless, you know, like I'm kind of just popping in while I'm waiting for a movie and I say, oh, I like this bag. I'm going to buy this bag, that sort of thing. But no, if I really need to go and buy new clothes, I hate trying them on. So I'm usually in a bad mood and I go in the store and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good. Oh, I don't want to be here. But I've got to buy some new pants, so I've got to do it. And then, you know, if someone keeps following me around the store and is just like, what do you need? How can I help you? Do you want to buy another t-shirt to go with that? I get really upset and I actually just leave. I don't really buy anything then. So,
Online shopping is the answer.
It sounds like online shopping is the answer for Aaron, that's for sure. All right, well, what about you guys? Do you guys like speaking to people in the stores or not? Explain to your friends, your classmates, and your teacher. But we are out of time. So for English for You, I'm Aaron.
And I'm Rainbow.
And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
New Smart Store has no checkout. As you enter the AMC Go Smart Store, you notice right away that there are no cashiers anywhere. The few workers there are stocking shelves, and that's it. To get through the guard gates, you need to hold up your smartphone and scan in, similar to how you would enter a train or MRT station. When you want to buy an item, you just take it and head for the door. Cameras on the ceiling track customers and the items on the shelves. The advanced cameras can tell which items you've chosen so that you are charged for them once you leave. With this system, stealing an item from this store is difficult. I tried to hide one under my arm to see if I could fool the cameras. However, I was still charged in the end. Currently, there's only one AMC Go Smart store, a prototype in New York City. The company could sell the business model to other businesses, however. What's not clear, though, is how this could affect jobs as more businesses become automated.
Vocabulary Review.
Stock. Our store used to stock that product. But we don't anymore because it didn't sell well. Customer. A customer walked into the store and asked to see the women's hats for sale. Advanced. People in the future will use computers that are more advanced than the ones sold today. System. Our computer system is well protected from anyone that might want to steal our information. Currently. The elevator is currently broken, so we'll have to walk up the stairs. Model. I have an idea for a new business model. A restaurant where people make their own pizza.